Cookies once played a sneaky part in the fight for women's suffrage. Bake sales and cookbooks were great fundraisers for the cause in the 19th and early 20th century. So when you dig out an old family cookie recipe, consider this. Those cookies may have helped women secure the right to vote. Julie McLoon is a curator at the University of Michigan Library and shared some of these subversive cookie recipes with us. Hello and welcome to the program.
Hi, Aisha. I'm really glad to be joining you here today.
So, Julie, I've got some kiss cakes in front of me, and it was made with a recipe published in 1885. That's 1885. Our baker didn't follow the recipe perfectly because currants.
Oh, currants. Yes, they're hard to get a hold of these days.
Yeah, currants are hard to get a hold of. So these kiss cakes, they've got jam, and there were no instructions on how hot to make the oven because they probably didn't have like the little setters where you could set it to 375 and it's digital and it pop up, or how long to cook the cookies. But I'm going to take a bite now. Let me see. Okay. Okay.
You are exactly right about the temperature, because there's really a couple things happening with the history of baking technology. Over the course of the 19th century in America, we're moving from hearth cooking, so cooking over open fire. It's really not till the early 20th century that most people are shifting to gas and then electric ovens, where you have much, much closer control over what temperature the oven is.
Okay, this is almost like a, they're kind of like two hard tortilla shells with jelly in the middle. They're not bad, though. Not bad. But these were the sort of things they would be selling at the bake sale.
Yes, and it's really sort of the bigger picture. At that point in time, the women's suffrage movement, by and large, was not trying to explode the idea of the domestic and public sphere, you know, where women were sort of associated with the domestic sphere and men with the public sphere. They weren't so much trying to fight against that as they were trying to expand the idea of the domestic sphere.
And saying that they could still take care of a home even if they had political responsibilities. Is that it too?
Absolutely. And that's another piece of it. And a lot of these cookbooks often will emphasize things like efficiency in the home. So it's sort of the idea that, you know, if you are doing your housekeeping very efficiently and skillfully, then you also have time for civic responsibility.
And next, we have these ginger cookies. I'm kind of excited about these. These are some ginger cookies from 1915. They weren't made in 1915, but we pulled the recipe from a women's suffrage cookbook published by the Equal Franchise Federation of Western Pennsylvania. I'm going to take a bite of these. Mm-hmm. Let me take a bite. Oh, these are good. These are good. I like these. Like, how successful were these groups at sharing these recipes, which were really not just about these recipes?
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have numbers on how many people read them or even necessarily in all cases how many were printed, but they were definitely one piece of the strategy. And as you say, a lot of times they included material beyond just the recipes. So often there'll be testimonials from people supporting women's suffrage. It also has sort of a satirical poem / recipe about how to convince your husband that suffrage is a good idea as well.
Okay. You need a recipe for that. That's Julie McLoon. She's a librarian and curator at the University of Michigan Library. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our cookie bakers were Weekend Edition editor Diana Douglas and her neighbor, Juliet Armerding.